Good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you with a great word from God from Power in Unity Ministries. Praise His holy name. I want to again thank you very much for all those who are responding to this videos. I want to praise each one of you who are giving of your support and your support with prayers and your giving. I just want to praise God for each and every one of you. God is planting seeds in hearts around this world, and we are wanting to just do what He wants us to do. This morning, He wants to talk to us about unity, some of it, and then a little chastisement goes along with it to bring us together because He knows something is coming. Jesus knows something is coming, and He wants all of us to be ready. Praise His holy name. Glory be to God. I almost just want to sing a song to Him this morning. But let me get the word of God out to you this morning. It says, "Be begin by saying, from the old you are about to depart, and on a new journey you're about to start." Ooh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I get so excited when He says there's something new. And my heart just starts beating and I get so excited wondering what in the world could be coming that I'm going to be a part of. Come on, people. Get excited. Fast forward. Hold on to your hat as quickly. So because quickly, it's going to change this to that. Come on, let's say it right. Fast forward. Have put on your... Let me start this over. Shame on me. From the old, you're about to depart. A new journey, you're about to start. Fast forward, put on your hat, for quickly this is going to change to that. Hallelujah. Whoa. He talks about that suddenly and quickly a lot. We need to pay attention to that because He doesn't repeat Himself. He doesn't have to repeat Himself. And when He does, He wants us to perk up our ears and take in what He's saying. Praise God. Be on the lookout. Be watchful. Be alert, not just against the enemy, which He tells us to be all the time, but for what's coming. Hallelujah. Nations of the world are about to see all the power and authority rest in me. The fires and the schemes that have been set, I hold you in my arms, in my safety net. So it doesn't matter what the devil's got planned for you. God holds you in His arms and you are safe. Hallelujah. I am about to set a new stage. The enemy, you will engage. The battles are mine. The war is won. You are safe in Jesus, my son. You know who's talking to us now. Praise God. My church together. Become strong, eyes open, seeing what is wrong. They have been following man's rules and ideals, now seeing they follow Christ, the way that is real. You understand what He's saying, and it's so true. It's what's got us in trouble. We started listening to man and looking at what man has said is right and what's wrong and what we should and should not do from the highest to the lowest of powers. And look where it's got us. He says here, you have been following man's rules and ideals. Now you see, and you are now following Christ that is real. And I really didn't want to keep going with this morning, but the power of unity is so important to Him. We know that we don't all have to believe alike, and you understand, I know we do. I'm talking to the choir. I understand that too. But we all don't have to believe just alike. Remember, we're all still growing, and all of us got saved at different times and in different ways, and we're reading the scripture, and we're growing as we read and as we grow in Him. And so we all don't believe everything the same, and you can't rush people, because if you try to rush them, then you've got to push them out of the church, because God knows the exact pace to take each one of us. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah to God forevermore. One thing is in common. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. God calls you His children. But there are no Baptist streets or Methodist or Pentecostal or Presbyterian or United this or United that. There are none of those streets up there. They're just God's streets. made of purest gold that you can see through. My Lord and my God. Ooh, can you imagine walking on those? Hallelujah. So we're all at different paces and we're all at different places. That's why we all can't believe just alike at the same time. But we all have to come to the cross. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. We all have to come to the cross if we've planned on seeing God on the right side. And then he says, it is time for us to be pressing in to the one true God who forgives all sin. The one true God who created all. It is time for intercessors to be on their knees and all Christians to be all they can be. It's not a time to slack. It's not a time to sleep. It's not a time to be weary. But it is a time to grasp a hold of this thing called Christianity and to press in and press on with Christ. Hallelujah. It is a time to stop squabbling and throwing darts. All those things separate. Keep my church apart. Man's rules are meant to divide, some becoming full of pride. Hear what he is saying. It is so true. I have been a victim, if I would call myself that, of something. It's because I didn't have this particular name behind what I believe, they had nothing to do with me. I've gone as far as to have a whole city turn against me because I wanted to unite. I wanted to be obedient to what God was saying and try to unite the city for Christ. I know what it is. Man's rules are meant to divide, some becoming full of pride. My people, this is not my way. Now listen to what I have to say. One saw another wounded and broken. He did not consider self or token. Bound up his wounds, took him to an inn where he would heal and mend. How he did not see nationality, color, or creed, just a person who was just in need. Isn't that the way Christ is? My church needs to learn from this. Stop following the enemy, my word to twist. The cross is where all comes to find me. Unity of my body is the key. In unity, church, there is power to defeat your enemy in every hour. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, we three are in perfect unison, you see, our perfect example. Do not say, I love my neighbor who is not like you. You begin to waver. Because he is different in color or belief, you refuse to give him any relief. I've seen it. I've lived it. I know there are people like that, and they call themselves Christians. My grace, my love, I give to all, whether young, old, tall, or small. Learn from this lesson we provide. I come to unify, not divide. That's the purpose of Christ. Remember the story of the Samaritan who was beaten and left on the side of the road? And the spiritual leaders in the church walked on the other side, didn't even stop to think. And the priests that were learning from them walked on the other side too. And who came to his rescue? An outsider, an unbeliever. You see, God is a piece of God in everybody. And that's called love, compassion, gentleness, goodness. Every soul that's ever been born, I don't care how you were born, what country you're born in, what belief you were born into, has a piece of God. See that we're made three parts, body, soul, and spirit. The body goes back to the dust. The soul has a choice to make. and the spirit goes back to God. There is a peace of God that is in every child that is formed in the womb of a mother. It is love. It is compassion, gentleness, kindness, goodness. My Lord and my God, how I do love him this morning. Let me just say this one more time. My grace, my love, I give to all, whether young, old, tall, or small. Learn from this lesson we provide. I come to unify, not divide. It is time to stop saying I am right and you are wrong. It is time for all of us to sing the same song. What gives us the right to think that the Holy Spirit is not able to tell people if they're thinking wrong or if they're hearing wrong or if they're reading it wrong? Yes, we're to walk before them in the holiness and the goodness and the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's our testimony. If we see them going into an off direction, then we need to pray for them. And if it's bringing evil into the church, then we talk to them. We bring someone with us. And if they don't listen, then we take them before the church, not the body, but you know the scriptures. That's how we do it. We don't crucify them and run them off because we're all in different places, but we pray. Prayer is a mighty force in the heaven realm. My Lord and my God. Didn't mean to go there. Somebody must need to hear that. We are stop telling everybody we're right and they're wrong. It is time for all of us to sing a new song. The love we have for all the world to see is love, joy, peace comes only through me. That's our Lord. Now putting away our differences, you see, they now begin drawing close to me. They got the message. They get the message. Unity's the key. Stop crucifying somebody who doesn't believe just like you. There are no big eyes and little U's to God, but there are no favors, but there are intimates. And those are those who want to serve him, who draw close to his side to know more about him. Everybody doesn't want that. Everybody's not called. Jesus wants us all to be close to him. But you know what I'm trying to say. Now putting away the differences, you see, they are beginning to draw close to me. My people seeing unity is the key. Strength in numbers in me is victory. Because the war is already won by him. Hallelujah. When we get that, the grass grows greener on the earth and America is about to experience a new birth. America, he brings America back in because America is a chosen place to be a beacon to the world for them to see. Christ Jesus lives in you and me. As I cleanse and wash away sin. Now, I've left something out. Let me go back here. As grass grows greener on this earth, America is about to experience a new birth. As I cleanse and wash away her sin, America for me always was my intent. America was formed from the foundation of God's plan to be a beacon to other nations of who God really is. A new revival of trust and faith as I begin picking up the pace. Angels descending with new plans from above. Battles wrapped up in my mercy and love. Ooh, hallelujah. We don't have to be concerned because the love is here and we're wrapped up in that arms of love called Jesus. Hallelujah. His mercy overshadows us. His amazing grace protects us. Hallelujah. Sombriendesicolabahaya. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My plans have always been from the start to change the stony heart to a fleshly heart, to rescue the perishing, feed the hungry as they learn I am their daily bread. Now, you know, I got ahead of myself and I did not rhyme it like it says. I'm so bad at that. I apologize. Let me read it again. My plans have always been from the start to change the stony to a fleshly heart, to rescue the perishing, see the hungry fed as they learn I am their daily bread. Hallelujah. A new wave of my glory about to descend. Oh, praise God. Every time he talks about that new wave coming down, I get refreshed all over. About to descend as to my people, poverty, I put an end. Woo! Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So many are living in poverty. And he's not just talking about money. He's not just talking about the things that buy our groceries. He's talking about the poverty of the spirit too. Your spirit, for lack of knowledge, my people are defeated, is what he said. Now he is saying, as to my people, poverty, I put an end. Poverty crushed, the enemy exposed. We now see where he comes and goes. We're aware of his ploys, plots, schemes, and coups. Poverty was one of the strongholds that he holds over people. And it's so many living on the streets. So many are without their homes now. So many have lost their jobs. And this caused poverty in the natural. But it's also caused poverty in the spiritual. And that's what he wants us to see. I am putting an end to poverty. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God for the revelation, my Lord and my God. Because now poverty is crushed under our feet. The devil is exposed. And we now know how he comes and goes. We understand his ploys and plots. And we see them in advance. The enemy falls in defeat as we acknowledge he is under our feet. Now putting Satan in his place, we supernaturally pick up the pace, spreading the glory of Father and Son. Many lost and hungry are one. Wind of time, I am moving and shaking. As more of my people, I am awakening. As I begin moving across this land, shifting the waters and the sand, people will begin to see all power and authority belongs to me. Hear what he's saying, read between the lines, understand he is moving and this land will move too. As I begin moving across this land, shifting the waters and the sand, people will begin to see all power and authority is in my hand. It is time to repent, worship the King and Lord, the one who opens and closes every door. The enemy's darts may come and go, but in this you may surely know you are surrounded in love. In Jesus we hide, knowing for us all he truly died. Nothing can penetrate love that's willing. Willingly came down from above. Jesus is his name. His love for man, he did acclaim, giving his life on a cross for all mankind who were lost. There are no big I's and little U's with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May we pray. Lord, we do lift you up and glorify your holy name. We come before you to praise and lift your name high. For you and you alone are worthy of all praise. We thank you, and we thank you for the chastisement, Lord, the love note that you wrote to us to get along with one another. We love you, and we know it because you are love. We want us to be ready for what's coming down. That you don't have favorites, but you do have intimates. Those who want you more of you. Your desire, Lord, is for all to walk close to you. We come before you and ask for greater insight to the power of unity that you, your Son, and the Holy Ghost have. We understand it is your way and it holds the key to victory. We now see the devil's plans is to divide and conquer, but we stand together fighting as one. We come before you for the whole body of Christ to put away the differences and unite to win the lost. Only when we are united can we see the enemy's plans destroyed. Only then are our eyes open to see sickness and disease come from him. And Jesus is the only one who destroys all sin. May our spiritual eyes be open as we give you honor, glory, and praise today and every day. Amen and amen. Praise be unto God. I know I've run over my time today, but that just hit my spirit. You need to understand the poverty that he is getting rid of it all. And that is not just the natural, but it is the spiritual. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Is that Hosea? Thank you, Jesus. I love you so much, but God loves you so much more.